This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. This is Coach Speak on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome to Coach Speak. We are live from the Yellow Fiber Studio, and yeah, it's Monday, and hey, we're heading to the middle of July. A lot of summer baseball. We talked to coaches last week about the Gabe Pondo tournament, and we're going to talk a little more about that, because we've got the champs in here today, the Dimnath Cubs. We are brought to you by Buildings by Design. Buildings by Design have a full range of construction services using innovative construction techniques, cutting-edge equipment, and, of course, their great personal relationships with their vendors, designers, and tradesmen. Your project will be handled in a professional and timely manner. Visit buildingsbydesign.com. Well, it's great to have these guys in studio. We're going to start off with Connor Novick, Breck Ader, and Jonah Ryan of the Dimnath Cubs, the champions, I got to add that again, of the Gabe Pondo tournament, and in a thrilling 8-5 win over the host Lobos yesterday. So, guys, congratulations. Thanks for coming to studio.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Connor, let's start with you, man. Just tell me about how your summer's going overall for you guys.
We've been great so far. We are doing great, and it's been going good. We've been just playing ball and just doing our thing.
You know, summer's a great time. I mean, obviously years ago, but summer baseball is just special. Number one, you don't have to go to class. Okay, that's always kind of a positive, no matter how good a student you are, to get that reprieve just to play ball is a lot of fun. But, Breck, man, you're one of the leading hitters coming back from this Cubs team. You hit a salty 400 as a junior. What things have you been working on this summer to improve even more in the box?
It's mainly for me, keep my mentality correct and always ask coach questions. So when something's not going right, you're like, hey, is that this? Am I doing this wrong? And I just think about keeping my mentality right. And if something's not right, I go to the coaches and they always help me figure it out. And it helps me out a lot.
And in summer, you have even a little extra time to just gear on a few things and to try some things. Mm-hmm. You know, it's time, obviously, for improvement, but to definitely work on things. Jonah, tell us about what was that feeling like yesterday when you guys put the Lobos away in that seventh inning?
Oh, man, it was a great feeling. You know, the Lobos hosting the tournament,
sure.
You know, it kind of felt like they should have won it.
Yeah, but they usually do.
They usually do. But, yeah, we came out. We showed them what we're made of. Just like one of the first times we actually played Rocky. You know a lot of people on that team. And it was just such a great feeling to go out and grab the win, especially coming back in the top of the seventh to score three to give us the lead.
And Jonah, I'm going to let you talk about this too, man. You guys play, what was that, your fifth or sixth game over the weekend?
Yeah, we put that was our sixth game, I think.
Pitching, man.
Yeah.
How did you guys as a staff, you know, put the innings together and have enough arms left that last day? And I know Rocky had to do the same thing, but talk about that.
Well, biggest thing was all of our starters basically being able to go complete games in the first four games of the set. And our offense really also getting the mercies, so that saves innings later. We were able to save Connor to go later in the tournament by getting the mercy to put us ahead and save innings pitched. And just by following our approach of throwing strikes and letting them hit it to save pitch counts as well. And it really allowed all of us to go late into games, and pitching, starting pitching and relief pitching was just beautiful the whole tournament.
You know, Connor, as a pitcher, I know you probably have that mindset, man. You always want to miss bats, you know. But, you know, as Jonah talked about, boy, if you can conserve some pitches too and get some ground balls, that's beneficial too. Tell us about your approach throughout the tournament, because what'd you do, pitch in two games?
Yeah, I pitched in the semifinal game against Rogue. And then I played again. I pitched against Wellington. My approach is really just what the coaches keep on telling us, Furt and Anaya, just keep on throwing strikes and make them hit it, because Furt always tells us that hitting's hard, and just throw strikes and make them get themselves out.
Yeah, hitting is hard. That's why I pitched. Yeah. Hitting was hard, you know, but, you know, Connor, let's go back to maybe even that freshman year. You guys are coming into a new school, fairly new school, and, mm-hmm. And things like that. And the program is in its infant stages. The first couple years, hey, you took your lumps. You know, definitely took your lumps. And you've seen the growth, not just individually, but as a team. Tell us now how the improvements you've made from being that young pitcher now going into your senior year.
I feel like myself, I've just grown. And then, like, everybody else on the team has just grown. And, like, our seniors definitely have helped us, like, throughout. And it's just, like, from us all being freshmen and now becoming seniors and just growing and just keep on developing and keep on following our philosophies that our coaches give us.
You know, Coach Anaya has had that program, and you know, I think fortunately you guys have been able to have the same staff, you mm-hmm. know, mostly throughout your high school career. How important has that been? How important is some of the things Coach Anaya has installed into the program? I'll let you answer that, Breck.
Can you say the question again? Yeah. Because it was a little mixed up.
And I probably rambled too much. How has the influence of having the same staff been an influence on you guys as players?
It's been really good because we can go really close connections with the coaches. Like, for me, I have grown a really good close connection with Furt over all the years and Anaya, especially knowing Anaya before going into baseball. And so, and you go into school with Anaya and you're just having a good time, like in his weights class, I was talking about baseball. So it's good.
How have you grown as a player, Jonah, from that freshman year?
Freshman year on varsity, you know, throwing not very fast, but, you know, able to get outs by throwing strikes. And then just generally my whole development as a player, growing, getting strong in the weight room, putting on weight, all of that has improved, and now I'm able to continue that same philosophy of throwing strikes, throwing all three of my pitches for strikes, while improving my velo each year that I've gone, and I've continued to be more and more successful. But all starts with the base of putting the ball in the zone, letting them hit it, and then my whole pitching is just kind of caught up to that as I've gotten older.
And there's, you hear this from coaches all the time. There's nothing more important than getting ahead in the count.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, in baseball, and yeah, anybody that's pitched, easier said than done. Sometimes, you know, you want to paint corners, but it's so much more important to, you know, obviously getting ahead of the counts. What adjustments as a pitcher have you made, Connor, this past year?
I just feel like I keep on saying, just keep on throwing strikes and just listen to Furt and just not try to nibble the zone and just keep on throwing strikes, because I feel like the more you throw strikes, the better you'll get.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk about, you know, being able to pitch in the spring and compared to the summer. You know, I always liked the heat. Now, yesterday was a little extreme, but are you one of those guys that really likes to pitch in the heat, or do you prefer the springtime cooler weather?
I like the cooler weather. I'm not really a big hot guy because we've been to Albuquerque and Omaha, and it gets really hot there.
Yeah, sure.
And so it's been really hot this summer, and I personally would like the spring because I like a good cool 70, 80 instead of 100.
Yeah. Talk about that. I think you guys went to Omaha mm-hmm. earlier in the summer. Mm-hmm. Talk about that experience and how it's helped you to this point in the summer.
It was definitely cool. It was good. We got to play some great teams out there, and it was cool getting to play at those cool fields. We played on Omaha's field, and that was a really cool experience. But then all the teams we played were good, and then it was just helped us be competitive and be a better team.
Hey, Breck, talk to me about your approach in the box. You know, has that changed over the years? Are you looking, you know, fastball early? What's that approach for you?
our coaches have always told us to find your approach either middle in or middle out, and you stick with that, and then you work with that until you get to two strikes, which is look out, react in. And so I've always followed the middle in approach. That's what I've always worked on over all these past 3.5 years. And when he gets two strikes, looked out, react in. And I like hitting early in the count. So if it's there, I'm gonna smack it.
You like being that aggressive guy, mm-hmm. You know. And you know, as a baseball fan now, mostly that watches a lot of baseball, I love the guys that get up there, with that aggressive approach, knowing that, hey, it's a battle, and mm-hmm. you can talk to these guys. It's competition. Yep. You know, what you're on the mound, somebody's in the box. It's one-on-one, mm-hmm. you know, and who's going to win that battle? And I know there's a lot of games within the games and setups and things like that, but it's such a competitive nature. Jonah, how has your team become more competitive these past 2 years?
I think it's just how much everyone has wanted for us to be great. I think our first couple of years in the program, we were a younger team. We're just kind of expecting to go out there and, you know, kind of have fun. And then these past 2 years with our seniors graduating after being there for 4 years, I think every single person in the program has wanted to get better and have wanted the need to go out and win a state championship. And I think everyone is taking it seriously, everyone doing their own training in the off season. And we've all just really wanted to go out there and do something great for Tynemouth.
Connor, you guys had a good run. You were 14-10 this year. Mm-hmm. You played in a good league. Somewhat got up, maybe upset that in the state playoffs, and I know that still haunts you guys, a little bit. But how do you take those experiences, Connor, and now take them? Let's jump ahead to next spring into a team that wants to contend for a state championship.
I just feel like we just got to start early. I just feel like that's one of our problems that we had, was just like starting slow. But I feel like if we start early and just keep on competing and just everybody plays their best and just trust each other, just work our processes and do what we got to do.
And Breck, you guys are going to be a senior-dominated team next year. Mm-hmm. You know, lots of seniors. How is that going to pay off next spring?
I think it's going to really pay off because we've all been playing together, and most of us varsity for these 4 years, and so we've always just been together. We don't really know what it's like to not play without each other at Tynemouth, and so I feel like it could just really help us because we've all grown so much from freshman till now, and we've all become a lot better players over these past 3.5 years, and so I think it's going to give us a really good opportunity.
Hey, Jonah, what's it meant to be part of that Tynemouth program that started, you know, from scratch? You guys could have all went to other high schools. You know, you chose to go to Tynemouth High School. What's that meant to put that uniform on, knowing that you guys have gone from that early stage Tynemouth Cubs baseball to now a team that everybody in the state's looking at and taking very serious?
Yeah, it's really incredible to see the growth that we've all put in, and I think a lot of teams still sleep on us. You know, I don't think anyone thinks of us as a threat a lot of the time, and we go out and show them a lot of the time that we are actually legit. And just growing all together, going through all the growing pains of us playing our worst baseball and us at our best baseball, and just having that same group, that same bond. We all know each other super well, and I think that's just been super important to us. And when we're hot, the boys are rolling. You know, we get it going.
What do we have to look forward to the remainder of the summer?
Connor?
Go ahead, Connor. Brett.
We got our last tournament in Colorado Springs, and I feel like we're gonna go out and compete and go out and hopefully win that one, too.
Breck, what have you taken most from this summer? And you want to end it, obviously, on a positive note, mm-hmm. but as you look back, how much better has this team gotten?
We've been so close so many times. And the Albuquerque, Omaha, we were in the championship bracket every time. In Omaha, we beat the team who ended up getting second the entire tournament. It just matters, like, how we're just going to play. And we've been so close so many times, I feel like we're finally figuring things out. We always shoot ourselves in the foot, and I think we're figuring things out. Like, we just showed at that last tournament, everything just we play like we know we should.
Jonah, what's been the best part of the summer so far?
Just hanging out with all the guys, you know. Like I said, he's been my best friend for the past 3-4 years. And just hanging out with everyone, these team trips are just awesome. And, yeah, again, like we said, when we're all playing great baseball together, there's nothing more I'd rather do with these guys.
Hey, we're going to bring in Caden and Carson. Any dirt that I need to share with, you know, you guys before they come in? Or what do you think?
I don't think so. There's two great guys.
Yeah, so. Because they will have last shot, you know, being in the studio. Yeah. But, hey, guys, congratulations on the wins yesterday. Mm-hmm. Two thrillers.
Thank you.
Way to go. And you are now you're on that little plaque there of champions of the Gay Pondo tournament, regarded tournament here in Northern Colorado. Hang out. We're going to bring your buddies in after this. Perfect. And we'll be back. Let's take a break. But before we do, let's thank University Napa Auto. Keep your families on the road to all practices and games safely with Napa Auto Parts, locally owned, and they have the 12 Northern Colorado locations. Everything your car needs, they have it. The Napa brand you've heard here on Coach Speak and KFKA for years, they continue to be great support for local athletes, and they're wishing to congratulate the Timnath Cubs on their victory yesterday. We'll be back with more Coach Speak after this. Good.
Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
In Colorado, local matters. It matters who you trust, who knows your name, and who's rooted right here in our state. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado, and we're staying grounded in the same values we've built on for generations. At Bank of Colorado, we stay true to what matters most: local decisions, real relationships, and communities we call home. If you're ready for a bank built for Colorado and committed to it, choose Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Two teams, no parades.
No! No!
What's next for the Nuggets and the Avalanche this offseason? Keep it on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for the latest.
Welcome back to Coach Speak. We are live from the Yellow Fiber Studio, and we got the champions today of the Gay Pondo Tournament. And with us right now, we have Caden Pointer, and we have Carson Olinger, two more seniors on this club. And as I was talking to your teammates, guys, next year, Timnath's never been able to say this, a senior-dominated team.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Tell us the changes, the growth. Caden, let's start with you as that freshman player. You know, you guys obviously struggled because you only had freshmen and sophomores, and mostly freshmen your freshman year. And then up till now, tell us that growth.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like super special to finally have a senior-dominant class, because we saw how successful that we could be this year with only a couple of seniors. And so I think finally having a senior-dominant class, like all of the experience put together, being able to truly know each other and just how to win games, I think is going to be a great piece for us next year.
Right, Carson, we mentioned that win over Rocky yesterday, but you guys had a thriller in the semis as well, and then to score three in the top of the seventh, yesterday over one of Rocky's good arms. How was that feeling when you guys finally put in the heat, you know, got that third out and said, we won this thing?
A great feeling for all of us. You know, us, Timnath Cubs culture, we've been just really working hard for it. And, having that win yesterday was huge for us. And we all worked hard all weekend, and we trusted our process. And finally having that feeling of a championship felt really good yesterday.
I'm sure it did. And it was a little hot yesterday.
Yes, sir.
You know, I was out at the game. I didn't see the last couple innings, but I was out there, and man, the heat was there. Hey, you hit nearly 400 last year as a junior, had a terrific season. What's your approach this summer to improve in the box, you know, maintain those strengths? But what kind of things you've been working on, Carson, leading into this senior season?
Yeah, I've been just trying to trust my approach. Breck Ader, my teammate, said it earlier, you know, either inside or outside approach. For me personally, it's an outside approach, and just putting the ball in play and letting them make the mistakes and running hard all the way through. And then, yeah, seeing it early out the hand, getting early on that fastball, and, yeah, trying to drive it the opposite way.
Caden, what's been your emphasis of, you know, things to work on this summer?
For me, it's really been hitting-wise, trying to gain power. I've always had the bat-to-ball skills, but trying to gain power. So really trying to get into my legs. And, yeah, just continuing being a staple defensively. We've, as a team, have been, like, fantastic really the whole spring and summer defensively. And pitching and defense has really been our forte. So really emphasizing, like, staying consistent as a whole group there.
You guys have fielded the ball so well. You know, I watched you guys, obviously, yesterday and things like that. But just talking to people, defense and pitching has kind of been your forte as a team overall this summer. You guys came so close last year. I mean, you had a good season, 14-10. Get beat by Rez in that final game, I know, that still haunts you a little bit. You know, because anybody that, whenever you lose that last game, it stays with you a little bit. How are those experiences going to take you into next year? It seems so far away next spring, but how will these experiences help you? Let's start with you, Carson.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's just, that's the standard now, right? We've all been playing with each other for a long time, and we trust that we can make the plays, and we know that getting to that regional is the standard at this point, and we have full belief that with our coaching and our players next year and our pitching staff, we can do that. And yeah, just trusting our approaches and everything. And yeah,
what's the biggest improvement you've seen in yourself, Caden, from that freshman that was on varsity to now going into your senior year?
I think a lot of it for me personally is the mindset approach. I think speaking for a lot of us freshman year, pretty nervous, like going against guys that are 17, 18 years old and you're 14 years old, 95 pounds standing in the box, and that's a little scary. So I think really developing physically and then also mentally, just getting stronger and continuing competing. I think I've seen that growth in myself, but just all of us. Really growing in that area. And I think that kind of reflects with what Carson was talking about. Those experiences of losing those tough games, but now we figured out how to, like, go and win those games.
You know, there's an approach on, you know, getting there and you go through some tough losses, and then all of a sudden it's the light switch comes on a little bit, and now suddenly you know how to win these games. You know, Carson, when you mentioned the excitement when you won those games, not just winning those games yesterday, but beating quality teams. You know, how much did that mean to you? Taking that Rocky Mountain, let's face it, they usually win this tournament.
Yeah.
They usually win this tournament. What was it like knowing that you beat such a strong program?
It just feels really good for all of us. You know, each and every player on our team works really hard, and yeah, we all trust our approaches. We trust everything. We trust in the culture. And yeah, finally having that payoff feels really good for all of us. And even though it was just a summer ball tournament, it felt really good for our entire team, and it was exciting for the boys.
What's the most fun, Carson, we'll stay with? What's the most fun about playing in the summer?
It's a lot more loose. And yeah, like I said, we're playing with our best friends, you know, our coaches. We love our coaches. We have a great time with them, and we just play loose. We play Timnath Cubs baseball, and yeah, having that ability to win also feels really good too.
How do you, Caden, take that looseness, you know, that relaxation into a high school season where, hey, you only get 23 wins, every win's important, they all count the same, and getting into those regionals, how do you keep that loose feeling?
Yeah, I think that we just always got to remember that we're truly playing a game as the first thing. And now that we know what we're capable of, I think just taking that into our games and just staying loose and being like, well, we trust each and every guy, like, in front of us and behind us to get the job done. Like, why would our approach change? You know, like, we've had so much success this summer and the last, like, 5 days with this tournament. And so there's really no need to change anything, because that's when we're playing our best baseball, is when we're loose and trusting each other.
How do you balance football and baseball in the summer, Cade? Because I know football's coming up. It's that next thing on the docket. In fact, as a studio, we're talking because we'll be doing a lot of football training camp and things like that. And here mid-July, we're always thinking, wow, we're less than a month away. How do you balance it?
Yeah, it's crazy how quick it's coming. Honestly, I think you just got to take it truly day by day. With our football program, we're doing morning weights 4 times a week, and then having a couple night practices each week. And so for me, just trying to keep my body healthy as a quarterback, and just being able to stay on top of it in the weight room with the guys. Just really balancing those two, making sure we're getting enough sleep, staying hydrated throughout the day. It's truly been a grind, but what else would we rather be doing?
That's how I feel. What else? You know,
exactly.
It's not work. It's playing sports.
Exactly.
You know, it's having a lot of fun with your buddies. But you guys been to Omaha and Albuquerque, right?
Yep.
What'd you get out of both those tournaments, Carson?
Really good competition, and then just getting closer as a team. You know, in Omaha, we stayed in the Iowa Western dorms, sleeping with your teammates. It was a great experience, waking up early, and then, yeah, playing some really great teams, and then going out into Omaha and giving them the best we can. And it's just good experience seeing that better pitching, and, yeah.
Did you have some great Mexican food in Albuquerque?
We did. We sure did.
One of my favorite places, actually. And I'm sure it was a little toasty down there as well when you guys played. Talk about that tournament, Caden.
Yeah, Albuquerque was definitely the warmest weather we've played in so far. Especially, we played every game in Albuquerque on turf, too. So
oh, wow.
Now,
which complex did you play at?
I'm not sure off the top of my head, but it was very cool. A lot of mountains in the background,
yeah.
In the middle of the desert, 4 turf fields, and it was just, yeah, it was really fun.
But all turf, boy, that does add to the heat on the field.
It was warm.
No doubt about it. Who were some of the, let's talk about some of the teams you guys played. Does one team or one outstanding player stand out from those two tournaments, Carson?
On another team?
Yes, on another team. But not Caden. You know, we'll talk enough about him.
Right. Honestly, a really great team we played. It was this team from, I think, Texas. They were Action. They were just a really great team, top to bottom, constantly coming back at you at 90-90-90.
Wow.
We unfortunately lost that game, but it was really hard fought, and we put the ball in play, and we fielded very cleanly. Just unfortunately, we couldn't pull it out in the end, but those games are what make us better as a team. And then, yeah, being able to come back and go to Omaha after that, I feel like it was just really helped us.
And seeing arms like that, just it does. It helps that mindset, if anything else, getting prepared for, you know, what you're going to see in high school. And you guys see some good arms in high school also, but that little extra push during the summer. When you're playing, Caden, how much do you like watching the opposition? And is that there are times when you look at a player and say, hey, that guy's good?
Yeah, I think there's times where you got to give guys their credit. Kid that came in for Rocky yesterday was throwing hard, and you can't just blow by guys like that. But I think you also got to trust in yourself and your teammates and know that, like, okay, well, we've put in the work, we've seen this before, and I can go beat that guy because I'm better than him. And so I think we've all carried that mindset this summer, and that's part of why we've been successful. But yeah, there's definitely times where you're looking at other guys, and yeah, there's nothing else you can do but give them their props.
Hey, you guys have had the fortunate of being able to play for the same staff in high school, you know, since you came into the school. How much has Coach Anaya's program and that consistency helped both of you as players? Carson, I'll let you answer it first.
It's trust and being coachable, you know. They know a lot about baseball. They have a ton of baseball experience. And, you know, just throughout my entire baseball high school career, I've had to make a couple position changes, and they knew what was best for me. And being able to be coachable and trust in their process, I feel like that has helped me so much. And they taught all of us our approaches. And I feel like starting from the ground up with just freshmen and sophomores, it starts from the top, and that's what's helped us grow so much.
Hey, talk about those position changes.
I was a catcher freshman and sophomore year. And, yeah, I really worked hard. And then just at the beginning of last year, I had outfield in my back pocket, and they said, you know what, why don't you give it a shot? And I worked really hard. Coach Furt has helped me a lot with my outfield, and then I made that switch, and then they gave me belief, and they believed in me, and I had an opportunity, and yeah.
And when you're a catcher, you got to see it all. You know where all the positions are. Did that help the transition that you'd been behind the plate, at least knowing some of the tendencies of and how to play the outfield?
Yeah, in terms of just baseball IQ all around, like where everyone else is on the team is, that helps you in the outfield, just like knowing where I'm going in every single play. So definitely in just an IQ standpoint. And yeah, being catcher's hard, it's tough. And then, yeah, I feel like just doing that growing up has really helped me as a baseball player.
Absolutely. And you don't get that many guys that say, I want to be a catcher. You know, you don't. But how's that consistency of the program helped you, Caden?
Yeah, I think kind of like Carson said earlier, just like trust with our coaches. Like we are able to have such open, honest, like raw conversations with our coaches, even during the summer ball season, because we've known each other for so long. And so we trust them and they trust us. And we can really have open conversations that I don't think other teams have the luxury of having just because of our experience. But yeah, I mean, our varsity coaches are fantastic. Our JV and hopefully C team this year coaches are fantastic. We have awesome development. We have great coaches at every level, and they've done such a good job of putting together that stuff.
That's cool. Hey, when coaches aren't with you, maybe after a workout, after a practice, and you guys go to hang out somewhere, where's that favorite place to go eat as a team?
It kind of just switches from day to day, but just after our win yesterday, we went and got some wings down at Jim's Wings.
Yep,
it was a great time. We celebrated well as a team, and yeah, it was a fun experience.
Any other place, Jim's Wings is it. Yep. You know, that's a Rocky hangout.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that made it better.
We saw some Rocky fans over there, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Jim's Wings gets a free plug today here on Coach Speak. But, hey, favorite MLB guy, past or present? Caden?
I'll go. Brandon Crawford.
Oh, you know,
my guy.
Brandon
my guy.
Crawford. Now, you know, I know the story, but tell our audience the story of Brandon Crawford. He's not just a player to you.
Yeah, no. Family member to me. Second cousin. Brandon growing up was just such an influence on my game. That's 100% why I decided to play shortstop. Just his consistency fielding, his like quiet leadership in the Giants dugout, and then just growing up watching him win in the World Series with the Giants was just awesome.
Absolutely.
And
just a great player from beginning to
awesome
start.
Family.
And favorite player?
Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper.
What a great swing. Has that dog in him. What's not to love about Bryce Harper?
Nothing. There's nothing not to love about Bryce Harper. That's for sure. But great talking to you guys. And, hey, one more tournament. Go have fun.
Yes, sir.
And keep it going. And I know we'll be talking to you next spring as well, but maybe even before that. But,
sounds great.
Of course.
You guys have a great rest of the summer, and have a great football season, Caden.
Thank you,
we'll
Coach.
Be talking to you.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you, Coach.
The Timnath Cubs, the winners of the Gabe Pondo Tournament over at Rocky Mountain High School in Fort Collins. And, of course, we want to thank Walker Mowers. Your property deserves more than just a mower. It deserves a Walker mower built for year-round performance with the attachments to tackle any season. One machine every season, unmatched versatility. And, of course, they are the proud sponsor of our Athletes of the Month. And we will be talking more Athletes of the Month in the near future. But Walker Mowers, get the mower you deserve. Visit them. Visit walker.com for a dealer near you. We'll be back. Sammy and I are going to wrap up a little weekend here. And, hey, we got to talk about that great... We were in Timnath, okay, at the back nine simulator... KFKA 1-0. We'll be right back.
Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Should be a busy offseason for the Avalanche and the Nuggets. What needs to change? Follow along with us on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Coach Speak. We are live from the Yellow Fiber Studios, and great having the Timnath Cubs, good guys, in here, and they're enjoying their summer playing ball together. And speaking of playing baseball, how about the Fort Collins Foxes? They get a nice 12-1 win over Dodge City last night. And the Foxes, of course, are that collegiate summer team that has players come from all over the world. They have it's a really high level of baseball. They play over at City Park in Fort Collins, several D1 guys, a lot of all-conference players, a lot of local players. But they maintain having a lot of players from throughout the United States and even different continents this year. But last year, the Foxes were 32-7, and they won that league championship. But, hey, great entertainment. Get the family over there and check them out. But for information, visit the FortCollinFoxes.com and get that team information. Well, I'll tell you, this is somewhat, I love the All-Star game, Sammy. And I think it's the best All-Star game of any of the major sports because you can't play baseball half speed.
No,
if you're a pitcher, you've got to bring it. If you're a hitter, you're always wanting to, get that base hit. So you can't play. It's not like the NBA. It's not like flag football and this goofy stuff that they other All-Star games play. But a fun night tomorrow night. But tonight, festivities start with the Home Run Derby. This is on Netflix. You and I talked about this a little bit. I don't know where Major League Baseball is coming from putting it on Netflix because the viewers, it will be down.
No.
That's just reality. Yeah. Not everybody has Netflix.
No, I think that's a terrible decision to make, and it's like you're not going to have your normal announcers like the Chris Berman you've got who is...
Yeah, back.
There you go. Yeah, it's going to be a very different tonight, but always look forward to the Home Run Derby.
They're doing what the NFL is doing and just putting games everywhere.
Yeah, they are. You know, and I noticed, there's games on Apple only. There's games on whatever.
I better make some friends.
And I've never, I've not watched a lot of these special games because, that they're not, I get the MLB network, but when they're not on the network and not on, the majors, ESPN or NBC, usually not watching it. But let's talk about the Home Run Derby. We're biased. We think Hunter Goodman should be in it. He is not. But some big names in the Derby. Who do you like?
Yeah, because I was able to see Munetaka Murakami for the White Sox when I was in Chicago, I really want to see him win. I think that would be cool, but it would be cool to see Kyle Schwarber win it as well in the hometown or Bryce Harper. But it will be interesting to see how guys like Ben Rice and then Jordan Walker, I think, for the Cardinals is in it. So it's going to be, and I guess Murakami, also a younger guy. It's going to be interesting to see how the younger guys do in the Derby this year.
Now, one of the guys on the MLB Network picked Junior Caminero. Man, he's been so tough for the Tampa Bay Rays, who lead that Eastern Division. He may somewhat be the favorite going in.
Yeah, the Rays really weren't great last year, and now it's like they're back to being good again.
Yeah,
I mean, and it's like you don't know how they do it. I mean, you really don't. I mean, they just got this younger talent, and then it's like they ship them off at some point, and they get all of that money and prospects back, and they just recycle through everything. And, I mean, it's worked. I mean, they've been better than the Yankees for quite a few years, other than I think 2 years ago the Yankees were probably better, and then last year I know the Rays had a down year, but the Rays have done a great job, and they're very smart in their farm system.
That's going to be a really good finish this second half of Major League Baseball. And the Rays, they just drafted the top high school player in the nation, whereas the White Sox decided to go with the college guy. They were kind of A1 and AB, and in the long run, I think the Tampa Bay Rays got the better end of that. But the Rockies, they go to San Francisco, play a very, very competitive series, but they come out on the short end.
Yeah, that was a really tough series to watch. It just feels like, I mean, you're playing against the Giants, a team that you should be able to beat, and just not everything showed up. The offense wasn't great. I mean, we were able to get homers, but there was no one on base to really – it was just these solo shots, and then Jake McCarthy with the inside the park.
How about
yesterday.
That
was awesome. But, I mean, just no offense really after that. So the offense really, I think, slumping in that series. But if they can get after this All-Star break and get hot again, that would be really helpful.
And our text line, Faith texts in, I'm biased, but wish Peter Crow Armstrong was in it. You know, that's the guy I
would have
always
loved
to see in it. I think he opted to decline the invite this year. Faith, thanks for that text. But yeah, I love the Cubs. You know, I'm a Rockies fan, but man, if there's anybody else I'd love to see in the series, it's the Chicago Cubs. Just that one of those teams that, before cable was so prominent, Sammy, way before you were born, you were able to watch the Cubs on WGN, you know, and it was just a lot of fun. And I was a big Ryne Sandberg guy, you know, who I think is still maybe the greatest second baseman of all time. He was just so consistent, and Rhino was that guy, and lost him way too young. But Faith, thanks for that text, and always fun, even as a Rockies fan, just to watch a guy. Hey, we're beyond the clock. We got to take a break. We'll be back here in a minute.
Hull Show is on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Coach Speak as we wrap it up. Gotta go quick. Faith's picking Ben Rice. Sammy Marikami, I'm going to take Bryce Harper. Make today your masterpiece. We love you, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.